You've just heard Blue Horizon, Eric Offner's theme song on my show, Eric's Sounds of Jazz. The theme today will be Billie Holiday, otherwise known as Lady Day. What makes Billie Holiday so special? Superb phrasing, copied by all the pop singers, including Sinatra, who said he wanted to phrase like Billie Holiday. Who were her influences? Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith. Her sense of timing is just unbelievably brilliant. She sings the lyrics with a great amount of feeling. Billie was born in Baltimore on Wednesday, April 7, 1915, and she died at the age of 44 on July 17, 1959. This program will be presented in a chronological manner, starting with her very first recording in 1933. If you want to read about Billie instead of my talking about her, I suggest reading Lady Sings the Blues, an autobiography, and the great John Chilton, who's a trumpet player, who wrote Billie's Blues and has many great books under his belt, including the biography of Sidney Bechet. And now, Billie's first recording on Monday, November 27, 1933. You just heard Your Mother's Son-in-Law. That was Benny Goodman's orchestra. Where did she record? At 55 Fifth Avenue in New York City. That's an important address because that very same studio, on that very same day, Bessie Smith, who Billie Holiday admired so much, recorded that same day, Monday, November 27, 1933. In the Benny Goodman Band, you heard Jack Teagarden and Gene Krupa. And so we concluded with Your Mother's Son-in-Law. That was Bessie Smith's last recording on November 27, 1933. And on the same day, a new era began with Billie Holiday, who we now bring to 1935 under Teddy Wilson's band, Miss Brown to You. Was in Teddy Wilson's band, none other than the aforementioned Benny Goodman, also Ben Webster, and Roy Eldridge, Little Jazz. Teddy's band recorded on January 25, 1937, some 2 years later, with Billie Holiday, I Must Have That Man, and may I say, one of my favorite tunes.
It won't ever mend. I ain't much caring just where I will end. I must have that man. I'm like an oven that's crying for heat. He treats me awful each time that we meet. It's just unlawful how that boy can cheat. But I must have that man. His heart is Hades, a lady's not safe in his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off, and maybe I've ruled off his list. I'll never be missed. I need that person much worse than just bad. I'm half alive and it's driving me mad. He's only human if he's to be had. I must have that man.
Great Lester Young, his first solo with Billie Holiday, and in that band, Benny Goodman, Buck Clayton, and of course, Teddy Wilson. Did you like I Must Have That Man? Well, let's go to September 1937 and Traveling All Alone. A very special recording, because now you hear Billie Holiday's band. She was one of the first women to have her own orchestra and recorded by a major label. And because it's Billie's band, she takes 1.5 choruses. When she sang for Teddy Wilson, you remember, she only sang one chorus.
Always when you roll, traveling, traveling. all alone.
Traveling All Alone had Lester Young and Buster Bailey. Now we move to Billy's orchestra in July of 1939. We're going to play Them There Eyes. The band is the same band that played at Cafe Society Downtown. You remember I had a program about Cafe Society Downtown a few weeks ago.
I looked into them eyes. You have a certain little cute way of flirting with them eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. I'm falling, no stalling, falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping. You started something with them eyes. You'd better look out, little brown eyes, if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble. Get you in a lot of trouble. Ah, baby, damn their eyes.
Swinging in the southern breeze.
poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Of magnolia, sweet and fresh, then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck. The sun to rot, for the tree to drop. Here is a strange and bitter cry.
Columbia Records refused to record Strange Fruit, not to antagonize the southern part of the United States, where that record would not be appreciated. Milt Gabler, the courageous Milt Gabler, recorded it. It became a hit, and you heard Frankie Newton in the background. Frankie Newton, the trumpet player, I remember visiting him right after a fire destroyed all of his scores. He was a wonderful man, Frankie Newton. And who was Milt Gabler? Well, in a popular sense, you can relate him as being the uncle of Billy Crystal. Thank you. pianist you have just heard on Strange Fruit was Sonny White, and Frankie Newton is on I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues at the same session as Strange Fruit. We move from 1939 to 1941. A great recording, All of Me, and it's particularly important because Lester Young gets to do 32 bars, a full chorus. Originally, this recording had a much shorter version of Lester Young's solo. You heard the 32-bar solo of a subsequent recording of the same number. From Lester Young's great solo on All of Me, we now go to the Metropolitan Opera House in 1944, January, the first Esquire All-Star Orchestra. Now, as a note, Billie Holiday, a black performer, sings at the Metropolitan Opera House before Leontine Price joined the Metropolitan Opera. I heard Leontine Price the first time she sang at the Met, and Billy was terrific at the Met, singing Billy's Blues, also called I Love My Man. When I was in high school, everyone's favorite record, at least of the kids I knew, was Lover Man, recorded in October 1944. Billy had asked Milt Gabler, who I spoke about, the president of Commodore Records, for strings, and Milt Gabler granted her her wish.
But I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no kissing. Oh, what I've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Love a man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my and whisper sweet little things in my ears, hugging and a kissing. Oh, what we've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears, then whisper sweet little things in my ears, a hugging and a kissing. Oh, what we've been missing. Love a man. Where can you be?
A friend of mine, Johnny Blowers, was the drummer on Lover Man. Johnny died recently at the age of 95. Now, Eddie Haywood, the pianist, had a band, and Billy recorded He's Funny That Way. This version is faster than the other recording of He's Funny That Way, permitting her to do two choruses.
I'm not much to look at, nothing to see. Just glad I'm living and lucky to be. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. I can't save a dollar, ain't worth a cent. He doesn't holler, he'd live in a tent. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way. Though he loves to work and slave for me every day, he'd be so much better off if I went away.
I've got that man about me. He's funny that way.
Ending with December 1957, probably the greatest jazz television show on CBS called The Sounds of Jazz. One of the numbers was Fine and Mellow. Can you believe the lineup? Reeds, Ben Webster, Coleman Hawkins, Lester Young, Jerry Mulligan. Vic Dickinson was one of the people on trombone, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, an unforgettable sound of jazz. Billie Holiday, Fine and Mellow.
Treats me oh so mean. My man, he don't love me. He treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen. Stripes are really yellow.
starting to love me. He is so fine and low.
Love is
a faucet. It turns off and on. Sometimes when you think it's on, baby, it has turned off and gone.
That was some recording. I hope you liked it as much as I did. By the way, Doc Cheatham, the trumpet player, is in the background. Doc originally did a solo on this great recording. However, Little Jazz took two choruses and Doc was confined to the background. In any event, this is Eric's Sounds of Jazz. My name is Eric Offner. I've been your host. I hope you've liked the program. If you want to contact me, call me at 516-627-4468 or email me. Catch me at eoffner@optonline.net. I hope you've enjoyed a review of some of Billie Holiday's best recordings. And if you have any comments, please call me at the number just mentioned. I'll catch you later.